Poetry on the Radio. Poetry in and around the ACT. Today, a highly distinctive September 2022 reading at the Manning Clark House by Melinda Bobus, plus the Rhyming Bugle, poetry news from around the region. I'm Peter Searles. Melinda Bobus is a Filipino-Australian writer and academic who came to Australia for her doctoral studies in the 1990s. She writes in various genres, in Filipino, or her mother tongue, Bicol, and English. The Manning Clark House reading was distinctive in that she sang her lyrics. Melinda Bobus has published 6 volumes of poetry, the most recent, Accidents of Composition, Spinifex Press 2017, which was highly commended in the 2018 ACT Book of the Year Awards, along with several novels and collections of short stories. She's also a visual artist and dancer. In the 1990s, she adapted and performed her epic poem, Cantata of the Warrior Woman, Darragang Magayon, internationally as a one-woman stage play and for the ABC as a radio drama. Melinda Bobus has received or been nominated for numerous awards for her writing, including a Canberra Critics Circle Award, 2 Philippine National Book Awards, and a Lifetime Award for Poetry and Prose in English, Filipino, and Bicol from the Union of Philippine Writers in 2006. She is an honorary senior lecturer at the ANU School of Culture, History and Language.
I would like to acknowledge the fact that I live and work in Ngunnawal country and pay respect to all First Nations elders, past, present and emerging. In 1997, when I was researching my novel, Fish Hair Woman, I returned to my grandmother's village in the Philippines to visit sites of my childhood. And one of them was a stream where I used to bathe as a child with my aunties. The stream was a tributary of a river. But when I got to the site, no more stream. Instead, only a paved road. So I wrote the poem, Funeral of the River. And last year, I composed it into a song, and I had to tweak the lines so it could be singable. And the song begins in Bicol, my mother tongue, and then proceeds to English. Here it is, Funeral of the River. Ay, wala ako. Ay, wala ako. Kang linubong susalog, susalog, susalog. I wasn't here when they buried the river, the river, the river. When they moved, they tore the banks, the banks, the sweetest kamya, the flaming lilies, the bamboo groves, the red, red berries, the feeding birds, the swimming fishes, all buried, buried with the water, the water, the water. Now I'm here on this paved road, my feet bone dry, feeling something flowing beneath, and in to me, and in to me, the buried river breaking through like blood. Thank you. I wonder whether you have heard Blind Willie Johnson, the soul and blues singer. Now, especially his rendition of Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. And all he does is play his slide guitar and hum and cry. And that, so it's a hum and cry that is primeval, from the heart to the lungs, the throat, the mouth, and into the air and out into space, because you see, this song was part of the gold disc on board the Voyager that was launched by NASA into space in 1977. So as I speak to you, Willie Johnson is still crying out to the dark and cold vastness. So I wrote this homage for him, Outbound. For Blind Willie Johnson, dark was the night, cold was the ground on the Voyager. Perhaps it's all in the slide out and back, or in the hum to moan, to cry, to wail, to hum. My own. Circumnavigating the universe of muscle, bone, and always a vibrato of corpuscles as we go further out, out with you, sliding into mourning, into supplication, into exaltation, into mourning again, in search of a kinder sun. And half believe out there your hits some lonely asteroid, slides into it, vibrates it, wakes its corpuscles to jam with you, even when all your crying has ended. For when dark is the night, cold is the ground, there will always be more crying yet. So we hum, moan, cry, wail, hum, slide further out, expanding hum within the humming of a further universe, in all variations, all gradations of dark and light. For there too is lightness in your throat, lips, in the chiaroscuro of your fingers, sliding from fret to fret, away and back, circumnavigating a wish to go outbound and return. Even as we dally in all directions, high, low, sideways, to left, right, to paths unimagined, improvising what it means to hum, moan, cry, wail, hum, what it means to be human. But sometimes there's a knock of steel on wood, catching us by surprise, as if your knuckle just knocked us off our perch on a high note. We think we know by now, economics and politics, affairs more loved than love, but never ever knew, and always wished to know, before we slide past ourselves again, corpuscles vibrating, but catching only darkness and a chill, still asking, do we know any better? Do we see any clearer? Now, I'd like to follow that up with another homage. This time, I don't know whether you know him, to the wonderful Illawarra artist Ian Gentle, who passed away in 2009. He gave me one of his sculptures that he called a squig, which he made from twigs found in the bush. And he told me that a squig is that sudden movement in the undergrowth. And here is for you, Ian, Illawarra artist, 1945 to 2009. Sadly, before he was able to give me squig personally, he passed away. Tell me, Ian, what is a squig? This quick, oddly truant word wriggling from the bush of your beard, the glint in your eye, The flick of tail, perhaps like all of us, is hushed, awaiting the logic of its name, Squid. Then it quivers on the gallery wall, waking the cockatoo, the croc, the league of shadows in your heart, your hands that call the bush to sing and shiver with delight. Gently, gently, you coax them all alive. Ah, what grit of sandstone, what grace of light. Perpetual as the eucalypt, this drive, this urge to be, the squig of art, your home, deep down, the primal wriggle in the bone.
Today we've been delving again into the Poetry on the Radio archives to hear Melinda Bobus read at the Manning Clark House in September 2022. We have time to hear some of her poems twice.
Tell me, Ian, what is a squig? This quick, oddly truant word wriggling from the bush of your beard, the glint in your eye. The flick of tail, perhaps like all of us, is hushed, awaiting the logic of its name, Squid. Then it quivers on the gallery wall, waking the cockatoo, the croc, the league of shadows in your heart, your hands that call the bush to sing and shiver with delight. Gently, gently, you coax them all alive. Ah, what grit of sandstone, what grace of light. Perpetual as the eucalypt, this drive, this urge to be, the squig of art, your home, deep down, the primal wriggle in the bone. Now, journalist Catherine Vukovyak interviewed me about my book of short stories, The Kindness of Birds, for Canberra City News, and I told her that I wrote the book as a homage to the kindnesses we receive, especially in times of grief, including the kindness of birds. And so she told me the story of her son, Tom, who loved owls. Tom died at 10 years old, and after he passed, owls appeared, including a broken owl that her husband found on the road and rescued. It was eventually healed and set free. I was so moved by her story, and I thought maybe I could write a poem in response. So I researched on broken owls and found on YouTube a baby owl whose beak was broken and being repaired by a vet. But so I started writing the poem, but as I wrote the poem, it was Catherine and Tom who were present with my wish to unbreak that owl's body, as one would unbreak a mother's heart or a little boy's heart, so it could sing back to its mother. So instead of a poem, what came out was a song. Here it is, Owl Unbroken, for Catherine and Tom. Here's my shoulder splayed, but a feather's glistening on the grass unmade, but the earth is listening. So mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a storm on a wing and the sun that is waking. Here's my beak slightly dented, but my eyes all seeing that the leaves have departed, but the air's now clearing. So mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a fall on a wing and a flight in the offing. On my shoulder, your shoulder, my feather, your charm. With the grass, the beholder of the left in our arms. So, mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a wound on a wing. And the secret of mending, as we soar, how we soar, bedraggled but lucent, on one note then another. Oh, what bliss of ascent! Oh, what bliss of ascent! Owl Unbroken, for Catherine and Tom. Here's my shoulder splayed, but a feather's glistening on the grass unmade, but the earth is listening. So, mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a storm on a wing and the sun that is waking. Here's my beak slightly dented, but my eyes all seeing that the leaves have departed, but the air's now clearing. So, mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a fall on a wing and a flight in the offing. On my shoulder, your shoulder, my feather, your charm. With the grass, the beholder of the left in our arms. So, mother, do not weep, for I am only sleeping with a wound on a wing. And the secret of mending, as we soar, how we soar, bedraggled but lucent, on one note then another. Oh, what bliss of ascent! Oh, what bliss of ascent!
Words with music just happen in intuitive bursts. I hear them in my head, the way I hear conversations of the characters in my novels. And these days, birds teach me how to sing. I listen to their song and use it to launch my composition. So it is like singing back to them. It is my humble gratitude for all their kindness as pollinators and balancers of our ecosystem, and as wellsprings of joy and comfort. You see, when my father was dying in the Philippines, orioles, yellow orioles, visited and sang for him. So I wrote about this in The Kindness of Birds, and I also wrote this next song to sing back to the oriole and to my father. We call the oriole kikiyaw, and my father calls it kiyaw. And its song goes like this, kiyaw, kiyaw. So here is my singing back to the kiyaw. My darling is dying, and you're singing, dear bird. And you're singing, dear bird. So I will sing back. I lend you my heart. Its song I've forgotten. Its hope I have lost. Have I lost? Not quite yet. So lend me your heart too. Its song will remember. Its hope will abide as we sing, you and I, your note, cut by a sigh, I'll mend in my cry, one note at a time, one breath, like your breath, Papa, at a time. And finally, the last piece. In 2017, my partner Reynis and I visited Riga, Latvia, which gained independence from Soviet occupation in 1991. And in Riga, I saw this beautiful sculpture of three dancing women, The Dance of Peace by Parsala Salkani. And when I saw it, a little girl was playing and dancing around the dancing figures. And I discovered she left tiny flowers on the shoulders of the dancers. The sculpture has bullet marks. And nearby are memorials for those shot by the Soviets in January 1991, when they stormed the Ministry of the Interior during the barricades in Riga. Inspired by all this, I wrote the poem, Lightly Flower, to honor warrior women who have defied colonizing forces through history, including here in Australia, including in Ukraine now, and in the Philippines, where women have taken up arms against colonizers and dictators. The poem was published in Borderless, a transnational anthology of feminist poetry, and recently I composed it into a song. Here it is, Lightly Flower. Lightly flower rest on the curve of her shoulder, where a lover's brow rested before returning to the trenches, where her daughter hid her fear of the uniforms, of the uniforms, where her son breathed his last after a stray bullet. Lightly flower rest on the curve of a hill before its deepening trenches, or the fear of the bullets. Blind, so how could they tell the daughter from the uniform, the son from the soldier on a warm summer day? Lightly flower rest on the curve of her cheek on a long ago summer, when she rested on a hill with a lover. How heady those lilies of the valley and the king. kiss. Oh, the kiss. Warmer. Oh, warmer. Fuller than summer. Lightly flower rest on the curve of her shoulder, where a rifle rested when she took to the hill. Sun's lover, daughter, son, hearth, home, lost to the war, to the war. How heavy her wish to be free, to be free. Lightly flower rest on the curve of a hill, where she fell, where she fell. Lightly, gently, please, please, on the curve, gone deeper from all the resting without rest. Even now, never still, like the earth. Marami salam. Thank you very much.
Today we've heard Melinda Bobus reading at the Manning Clark House in September 2022. For Poetry on the Radio, I'm Peter Searles.
The Rhyming Bugle. At Smith's Alternative in Civic, that poetry thing on Monday, April 21 is a big open mic. Sign up from 6:40 p.m. on April 28. That poetry thing presents Magan Magan and Ed Cross, plus open mic. Magan Magan is the author of two poetry collections, From Grains to Gold, from Vulgar Press, 2018, delves into themes of grief, and Stop All Clocks, from 2024, contains poems inspired by 21 of his favourite films. He has co-edited two anthologies, Growing Up African in Australia, from Black Ink, 2019, and the Australian Poetry Anthology, 2019. Submissions may be lodged until Monday, April 28, for the Anne Edgeworth Emerging Writers Fellowship for 2025. The fellowship, administered by Marion, the ACT Writers Centre, offers up to $5,000 to advance its recipients' writing development. The fellowship honours and was set up by the family of the late Anne Edgeworth, also known as Anne Godfrey Smith, a prominent poet, writer, theatre director, academic, conservationist and activist for reconciliation. Marion also has launched its inaugural Finding Beauty Poetry Prize, honouring Roger Green, an environmental advocate, writer and editor, lover of poetry and thinker. Entries can be submitted via the Marion website until midnight on Monday, May 19. Just a heads up, Poetry on the Radio next week will cede its half hour to a special presentation, Art Sound Radio Theatre's production of renowned historian Peter Stanley's play about the writing of the history of Australia's involvement in World War I. Wanna Write, Wanna Love, Love and Loss at Tuggeranong is set at Tuggeranong Homestead and depicts Charles Bean and his team at work there in 1919. Poetry on the Radio is produced on unceded First Nations country in the studios of Art Sound FM in Canberra. Series presenters are Kimberly K. Williams and Peter Searles, who produced the program with Peter Monaghan. Our theme is an imagining of an ancient Greek hymn to the muse Calliope by Gregorio Paniagua and the Atrium Musica de Madrid. Poetry on the Radio is heard Sundays at 4:30 p.m. and again on Mondays at 10:30 p.m. on Art Sound FM.